Brian Lehrer on WNYC. All right, who felt it? Did anything happen where you are? What we have right now is just this. This is from CBS News, a 4.8 earthquake. That's a preliminary number, but that's high for this area. 4.8 on the Richter scale earthquake rattled New York City and the surrounding area. This says the quake was centered near Lebanon, New Jersey, so that's about 40 miles west of the city. So wherever you are, help us report this story. What did you feel? And is there any damage or anything else? Let's see. We're going to start with Jim in Jefferson, New Jersey. Jim, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Good morning, Brian. It's a pleasure to be on. It's exciting.
What happened where you are? First of all, where's Jefferson in relation to, let's say, New York City or Newark, so people know where you are, and then tell us what you felt.
We are in northern Morris County. I'm about just under an hour outside of New York City. We're more or less straight out Route 80 and a little north on Route 15.
Okay.
But in 2004, I experienced the earthquake when I was in Dover, and this one was much louder, much more shaking, and much longer. It lasted in our area probably 15 to 20 seconds, and the other one was 5 or 10. So it was quite a bit longer. It left my wife feeling disoriented and lightheaded. And my office is in Riverdale, New Jersey, which is about 20 miles away, and they felt it as well. And I just heard that it's centered in Lebanon. My brother-in-law, or my wife's brother, and his wife lived the next town over. So now I need to call him and see how they did.
Yeah, thank you, Jim. And it sounds like you didn't have any damage there and no injuries. But thank you very much for checking in. And as far as how far and why this is being felt, I will just tell you folks that we're getting calls already from as far east as Oyster Bay on Long Island, and as far north as John, who we're going to talk to next, up in Hudson, New York, south of Albany. John, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Oh, hi. Yes. We're up in Hudson, New York, and we felt the house shaking, and we just really didn't know what was going on. I think it lasted maybe 20 seconds.
Any damage or anything?
Nothing that I have noticed. But just coincidentally, I was just asking some friends who were longtime residents up here. We go back and forth between, you know, upstate and New York City, if we're on any kind of a fault line. And they were saying that the possibility of an earthquake was very small, that there is a fault line, but it's, you know, very, very minor. So it's just a crazy coincidence.
John, thank you very much. Yeah, a listener in Huntington says the house was shaking. Text here, oh boy, they're really coming in. Well, I can't even read these texts. They're coming in so fast. So we're going to go to another call. Here's Sandra in Oyster Bay. Hi, Sandra. You're on WNYC. Hello.
Hello. I'm from Oyster Bay, and my son and I were in Hicksville, and in a one-story house, and we thought that somebody was running around the attic, but there was no attic. And my husband said that he thought the boiler was exploding, and our dog was very disturbed by it. It was about 20 seconds. It was really long.
Yeah, we're getting 20, 30 seconds from a lot of people. And a few people are saying it felt like, and I didn't experience this, it felt like an explosion at first, and then the shaking. Did you hear anything or feel anything that you would describe as an explosion? Or the feeling of an
explosion?
Didn't
really feel that way.
Yeah.
You know, it felt more like somebody had just jumped on the roof of the house or on the floor of the house really loud, or a car had driven into the house. It just, you know, an instant impact and then it rumbling.
Thank you, Sandra. Well, at least so far from our callers, we're not getting any reports of damage or injury. Of course, if anybody did have major damage or injury or worse, they wouldn't be calling a talk show. They'd be dealing with it. But Yeah, another listener from Bucks County, Pennsylvania. So we're going to add another state to this earthquake area. Bucks County, about 40 miles from the epicenter in Tewksbury, New Jersey, like a heavy helicopter landing on the roof, writes that person. Let's go to Scott in Hackensack. Scott, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hey, Brian. So, yeah, I'm in Hackensack on the ninth floor of an apartment. And, I mean, we have train tracks right next to the apartment. So, like, we normally experience a little bit of shaking, especially on, like, a windier day. But it took me, like, 2 seconds to be like, all right, this is not normal shaking. And so I grabbed my dogs. I'm working from home today, but I grabbed my dogs and just split, you know, just in case. Because, you know, I don't know. I've been from this area my whole life. So I don't know if there's going to be, like, more or if that was an overreaction. But I figured better safe than sorry.
So, yeah, that caused you to leave your building. Did you say you live on the ninth floor?
Yeah, I live on the ninth floor. So, I mean, the shaking was, it was definitely a lot of, like, my TV was shaking, the shelves were shaking. So I just got out of there.
Hang in there, Scott. Thank you very much. Yeah, that's a good question. We're trying to get a seismologist or somebody on the phone who can answer questions about this at the scientific level. And I guess one of the questions would be, after this shock, are there risks of an aftershock, or could something even stronger than what was just felt be coming behind it? I'm going to absolutely be honest here and say I have absolutely no idea, but we're getting reports from all over the area. Here's another one that says, let's see, someone else writes that they heard from relatives in New Canaan, Connecticut. So, you know, we're going from Bucks County, Pennsylvania, up to the New Canaan, Connecticut area. This is a wide swath already. Let's see what else I can pull up here. Nothing more than I'm seeing online. I'll tell you what, it looks like we do have an expert ready to go. We're going to take a break. So we're just going to take a minute here and set up this guest who our crack producing staff has lined up in an instant and talk about what we know. Stay with us. We'll continue to take your calls and texts on the earthquake that has hit the New York metropolitan area, based in Jersey, around 40 miles west of the city is where they think the epicenter was. Stay tuned. Brian Lehrer on WNYC as we're continuing to try to figure out what just happened here with an earthquake that's being initially reported as a preliminary number as 4.8 on the Richter scale, hitting the whole New York metropolitan area. Here's somebody else texting in who also left their building, like the caller from Hackensack did, as a precaution. Listener writes, definitely felt the earthquake in Riverdale in the Bronx. Because I used to live next to the building that collapsed in Miami, remember that? I assumed it was a building collapse. And my friend on the next floor, whose family is in Israel, was convinced it's a terror attack. There's no indication that it's a terror attack. But this listener writes, we all imagine the thing we are most afraid of, I guess. Fair point. Listener writes, I took the dogs and left the building as a precaution. So anybody else listening right now outside your building because you wanted to get out of there as quick as you can because you didn't know what was going to happen next? But to be very clear, as that listener was candid about reporting what some people's fears were upon feeling this, it is not a terrorist attack, if that has occurred to anybody. According to geologists, it's already being reported that there was an earthquake just now or just a few minutes ago in the New York metropolitan area. Again, the preliminary number that we're being told is 4.8 on the Richter scale. We're going to get an update on that, I'm sure, as they figure it out more precisely. Listener writes, this is Barbara in Mineola. I live in a four-story building, and it was very frightening. Books were falling off my shelves, and it lasted about 20 seconds, very unnerving. So that's the first report that we're getting of even something like books falling off shelves, that it was strong enough for that. This was now practically a half hour ago. It happened at 10:23 a.m. And let's see what it felt like to Randall in Toms River. Randall, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Good morning. I'm down in Toms River, about an hour north of Atlantic City, and it felt like a huge truck was out front. The whole house was shaking, and I went out to look. I have no damage, no books falling off, but I did hear computer lights and so forth blinking. So not only north, but it's coming down here south. I don't know how far south it is, but just wanted to let you know what happened
down
here.
Thank you, Randall. Thank you very much. Yeah, and Bucks County, Pennsylvania, down there, not too far from you, also felt it. We know that. Steve in Brooklyn is going to describe what it was like for him. Hi, Steve. You're on WNYC.
Oh, hi. I just thought that a truck was going to come through the front of my house. I'm in a single-family house, detached, and we're having a movie shoot near here, and there are lots of trucks around. So I just thought it was a truck, and then I went out front, and there was no truck. So, wow. Wow. Amazing.
All right, Steve, thank you very much. Terry in Cortland Manor, New York. You're on WNYC. Hi, Terry.
Hi, yes. I also felt the earthquake. I was on the second floor of my single-family detached house, and I guess the truck analogy is a good one. At first, I thought it was some kind of really huge truck right in front, and then I realized it must be an earthquake. And I just also want no damage, nothing fell off any shelves or anything like that. But I also wanted to mention that we have a fault right by Indian Point here, which I know because some years ago when we were fighting the Algonquin gas pipeline expansion, that was a factor in our concern since the pipeline was also going to be running right by Indian Point in that fault. We didn't think that was a great idea.
Yeah, that's a fair context to bring up here. Certainly something that was apparently from everybody calling in and writing in, as mild as it was, very unlikely to have caused anything really scary at the nuclear power plant there at Indian Point. But of course, it's always worth mentioning, and I'm sure they're taking a look over there right now at very, very least. We're being told that the Centers for Disease Control says if people are inside, you should stay inside, but we'll try to get more on that as we have a guest now, Alexander Gates, a Rutgers geology professor. Professor Gates, thank you very much for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure.
What just happened here?
Well, we had a big earthquake. You know, this is maybe, probably the biggest instrumental earthquake we've ever had in New Jersey, or even in the area. You know, so we've had big ones that are estimated to be bigger than this, but the last one we had was in 1884, before we had any seismographs. So this is the first one this big that we can actually capture on seismographs.
So 4.8 is the preliminary number that I've seen in some early media reports. Is that what you have?
That's what I've heard, yes.
And give us the context for that. Since people around here don't generally have to pay close attention to the Richter scale, put 4.8 in context for us if you can.
Okay, well, clearly, the killer earthquakes are something above a 7. So those are the ones that really that we hear about that do a lot of damage. The magnitude, and this is not Richter anymore, that's the old scale. So the magnitude scale is the amount of energy released by the earthquake as it goes off. And so, as I said, above a 7 is huge. You know, when you get it in the 5 range, it can do some damage. So, for example, the one that we had that is estimated at a 5.2 that occurred in 1884 toppled chimneys in Rahway, New Jersey. It toppled it was around Jamaica Bay. It toppled a steeple in that area, pulled houses off their foundations. So something in the 5 range in an area that's not used to earthquakes can do a fair amount of damage.
Hmm. Did you feel it where you are? Are you in New Brunswick where the main Rutgers campus is?
No, I'm actually out in the field right now. And so, I'm near a road. So I heard some rumbling, but I thought maybe it was a big truck going by. So I really didn't. If I had been sitting in my house or in my office, I would have said, whoa, there's an earthquake. Here it was like, it felt a little strange, but that was about it.
What causes something like this to happen in this unprecedented way for our area that you described?
Well, we have a bunch of faults, and, you know, there's faults all over the East Coast, but there are faults all across New Jersey. And most of these faults that are active now, they lie east-west or about northwest across the state. So kind of across, you know, normally everything in the state goes kind of to the northeast. These cross-cut everything. And these faults, because we have, you know, residual stresses from plates interacting, basically what happens is that the stress builds up enough along the fault so that it exceeds its strength and the fault crack. Basically, the rock actually breaks. So what you would hear, like if you broke a pencil, you know, you press on the pencil hard enough and then snap, and you hear that the noise. Those sound waves are basically equivalent to what the seismic waves that come out of the fault are. So the seismic waves is what you feel as the vibrations that come out of the earthquake.
We're seeing a few different websites, and thanks to producer Kate Hines for forwarding some of this along real quick. Kate Hines is an All of It producer, but jumping in to help out here, sent us the link to the Centers for Disease Control website that says in an earthquake, and I have it open now, if you are inside, stay inside. Do not run outside right, or to other rooms during an earthquake. You are less likely to be injured if you stay where you are. Now, do you think that applies? You're saying, right. So you think that would apply to people listening to this right now and deciding what to do?
Well, I mean, it depends on, obviously it depends on what kind of house you're in, what kind of situation you're in. The big problem with earthquakes is, you know, they tend to shake things off of buildings. So the worst thing you can do in a big earthquake is to go stand at, which is a lot of what people do. They say, oh, let's evacuate the building, and they go stand out in front of it. Well, you know, windows can pop out of the building, and, you know, and some of the facing stones can come out. And of course, when that falls down on somebody, that's when you get hurt. So the thing is not to stand out in front of a building. I mean, standing out in an open field, you're perfectly safe. And, you know, if you're in a lower building that's relatively new and relatively well constructed, you probably don't have a whole lot to worry about. It's in older buildings, in infrastructure that's had time to decay, in buildings that are high buildings. Those are the ones you have to make sure you don't get out in front of.
We are New York and New Jersey Public Radio, reporting on the New York and New Jersey earthquake that apparently happened at 10:23 this morning, and people are still asking themselves what just happened here and assessing any possible damage where they are. We have not had any reports yet of major damage or of any injuries. We will see if any emerge. We are getting context from our guest, who's been nice enough to hop on with us with absolutely no notice, Alexander Gates, a Rutgers geology professor. You want to stay on with us for a few minutes and take a few phone calls?
Sure.
With people reporting their experiences? Here's Anthony in the East Village. You're on WNYC. Hi, Anthony.
Hi, Brian. Yes, it was quite intense. I'm in a pre-war building, and my dog and I looked at each other at the exact same time. This feeling was ascending and hit like a crescendo and then descended. We actually thought it was a truck coming down the street, but we didn't hear the noise. And very uncanny, we both ran to the front door. It was very funny.
I love this. This is an interspecies communication moment, right? You and your dog looked at each other with your eyes asking each other the same question.
Literally, at the same time. It was very unnerving, actually.
Anthony, thank you. I'm glad you're okay. Charlie in Union City. You're on WNYC. Hi, Charlie.
Hi. So I live in Union City, and the earthquake in my area lasted around 3 seconds. And I was sleeping through it, but...
Oh, and I apologize to everybody. This is even with the sound off. This is with the sound off on my phone, getting that emergency alert text. And I'm going to read it. Charlie, stay there. So this is coming from the city of New York, I guess. It says 4.7 magnitude earthquake has occurred in the New York City area. Residents are advised to remain indoors. So there's confirmation of that. And to call 911 if injured. So, yeah, it took them 40 minutes, but that emergency alert just came in. Charlie, how old are you?
I'm 10 years old.
And I won't ask you why you're not in school today, but so you were going to describe something about the TV?
Yeah. When like it happened, the TV started to like shake. It started to shake like really violently on the wall that since we have a wall TV, and it almost fell down off of my wall, and also that in my bathroom, some things fell off of like the cabinets, but I noticed that most things that only like significant things that happened, they only really happened upstairs and not really downstairs. Yeah, we're not really sure why.
Well, let's see if we can get you an answer to that. But Charlie, I think you gave us the most detailed reporting of any caller so far. So if you want a career in journalism, you're probably set up for it. Doesn't usually, you know, there aren't a lot of jobs right now in the field, but thank you very much. And I hope you and your family are okay. So would that be a thing, what Charlie just mentioned, actually, that things might shake more upstairs than downstairs in a multi-story house? Professor?
Are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Have you? Yeah, I can hear you. Okay, so yes, the upstairs will tend to shake more. It, you know, it shakes from the ground and it causes the upstairs to kind of flop more. And also, depending on the way the building is constructed, sometimes they can really amplify the waves. So it just depends on but upstairs does tend to shake more, and buildings, depending on the building, they can shake more than others.
We're getting a report now from the MTA that service is unaffected. So that's the first report from the MTA. Service is unaffected. I guess that would mean all bus, subway, and commuter rail lines in the MTA system. We'll see about NJ Transit as soon as we can get a report from them. On the earlier caller, Professor Gates, would a dog sense an earthquake before a person? That caller in the East Village said they looked at each other at the same time. Would there be any reason to think that a dog would sense this coming first?
Well, there's all kinds of stories about how animals and things and insects especially can sense earthquakes before they come. So they actually have a case where there was one case where we actually predicted an earthquake in China, and they knew it was coming because all the animals, started behaving strangely. Mm. And they say that cockroaches actually can sense earthquakes better than anything. So,
New Jersey Transit now tweeting, rail service system-wide is subject to up to 20-minute delays in both directions due to bridge inspections following an earlier earthquake. I love that bureaucratic language. Bridge inspections following an earlier earthquake. That was my first reaction when I saw that MTA announcement that everything's running normally. Of course, normally means with a lot of delays, but that's another show. Wouldn't they want to stop some of the elevated service especially and do some inspections? This sounds prudent from NJ Transit.
Yeah, it is a prudent thing to do. I mean, as I said, the problem with areas like this, you know, as opposed to, say, California or someplace that gets regular large earthquakes, is that, infrastructure can decay and can get into a very precarious situation. And then when the earthquake comes by, it'll knock things over that normally it wouldn't. And so that's the thing you have to worry about. That's why areas that don't get earthquakes very often can have much worse issues when they actually finally do.
Let's take one more call for now. Kathy in Greenwich Village, you're on WNYC. Hi, Kathy.
Hi. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Oh, hello. Good. Hi, yes, I can. All right, I was just in the other room. Yes, I felt it. I was standing in front of my mirror in the bathroom putting on my makeup, and it went boom, boom, boom. And I thought, oh, my God, it's an earthquake. But then I thought, we don't have earthquakes.
14.
So then I started to think about it, and I thought, well, maybe they're doing some work downstairs because I'm on the 14th floor.
14th but floor. That must have been even more scary. Are you talking to your neighbors on your floor in the building?
I have a lot of neighbors. I live in a big building, but I haven't stepped outside yet. I was just going to go down and talk to the doorman and see what, because we're having a lot of work done. I live on 14th and 7th, and there's just everything. It's a mess. The Con Ed is down there, and the subway people, they're all doing work on the street. So I don't know what happened down there.
I know that neighborhood, but it seems to me they're always doing work on 14th and 7th. Does it
Absolutely.
Feel like that to you?
You can say that again. You can say that again. I've lived here a long time, and yes, that's true. But anyway.
Can you see out your window? Have people left the building and are on the street?
Oh, I live in the back of the building, and I can't see anything. Right. I can just see the river. I can see 14th Street, and it looks normal.
Thank you, Kathy.
Doesn't look like a lot of people.
Good. Thank you for checking in. Professor Gates, before I let you go, is there any reason to think that this was the first shake of more to come? And if so, would they tend to be stronger or weaker?
There probably will be others. They may not happen within 10 minutes or 20 minutes, but within, the next several probably days to weeks, we will get more earthquakes in the area. The way it works is you build up stress on a fault and then it cracks, it breaks. But then because it does that, it transmits stresses to other places on the fault. So it usually takes a while for the entire fault to even out. And that means you will get additional earthquakes. Typically these are going to be aftershocks, and aftershocks are smaller. Now, in big areas, this could be a foreshock and you could even get a bigger earthquake, but that's extremely unlikely in this area. This is a big earthquake for us. So I would expect to see earthquakes in the range of 2 to 3, magnitudes 2 to 3 over the next, maybe days to weeks.
Well, as we wrap up with you, people have been saying all week that they're getting ready for this natural phenomenon that's really rare in our area, and they're ready for it to be really special and different and maybe disorienting. But we thought it was going to be Monday.
Yeah. I don't think these have anything to do with each other, but, some people might say they do.
Alexander Gates, geology professor at Rutgers, again, thank you on no notice for hopping on with us and sharing your expertise.
My pleasure.